Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. military has released a surveillance video, it says, shows the crew of an Iranian gunboat pulling a magnetic mine from the hull of one of two oil tankers attacked yesterday in the Strait of Hormuz. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says the video is just part of the information being made public.
We had the big push in the last 24 hours to continue to get information out, continue to share intelligence, and you'll continue to see us work to do that as part of building the international consensus.
Iran insists it's not responsible for the attacks. House Democrats pushing to pass a series of bills aimed at strengthening election security, effort accelerating since President Trump expressed his willingness to accept information on a political opponent from another government. Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
There was an assault on our country, an assault on our democratic institution of elections. We have a responsibility to get to the bottom of that.
Trump backed off a bit in his earlier statement to ABC News, telling Fox News.
Of course you have to look at it, because if you don't look at it, you're not going to know if it's bad. How are you going to know if it's bad? But of course you give it to the FBI or report it to the Attorney General or somebody like that.
The Justice Department, in a legal opinion released today, finds that Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin was right to withhold President Trump's tax returns from a House committee that subpoenaed them. The House Ways and Means Committee subpoenaed 6 years of Trump's tax returns in May, but the Treasury Department refused to provide those documents. At the time, Mnuchin said the request lacked a legitimate legislative purpose. The 33-page opinion argues that the committee's chairman, Massachusetts Democrat Richard Neal, only wanted the returns to make them public, not as part of a legitimate legislative function. This is AP Radio News. The New York City Police Department is trying to cope with a string of officer suicides. Jackie Quinn with more.
Officials with the NYPD say a 29-year-old officer is dead after shooting himself in the head. It happened on a street in Staten Island, and it's the department's third suspected suicide in just 9 days. The other two apparent self-inflicted shootings occurred last week. A deputy chief was found dead in a police vehicle in Queens, and a detective was found the next day at a Brooklyn beach. These deaths are prompting a reminder from New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill that help is available and that seeking help is not a sign of weakness, but a sign of great strength. I'm Jackie Quinn.
St. Louis is getting set to celebrate the Blues Stanley Cup Championship with a parade and rally beneath the Gateway Arch tomorrow. The Blues beat Boston Bruins 4-1 Wednesday in the decisive Game 7, taking the team's first ever Stanley Cup title. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.